he's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, they got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy Football Wednesday. Vic Carucci with you, and this show will have a whole lot to get you ready for Sunday's game between the Browns and the Chiefs. We're going to have Steve Tasker from CBS Sports working his second Browns game in a row. So he's becoming somewhat expert on this topic of everyone's favorite football team around here. Was in Oakland last week, and again, we'll be at Cleveland Browns Stadium on Sunday. We'll hear what Steve Tasker makes of this Browns club. Lots of storylines with this Kansas City Chiefs team. Despite being 2-10, the storylines are, I want to use the word, incredible is the right word. But starting with what happened last week, the tragedy at their facility on the eve of their game against the Panthers and all that has happened in the aftermath. So we're going to hear about that, plus the fact that they're a Chiefs team with some Browns, former Browns people who will be returning to Cleveland. Head coach Romeo Crennel, the offensive coordinator Brian Daboll, Peyton Hillis, Brady Quinn, you name it. This is pretty much going to be that, is it a homecoming? I guess that's the right word, but it just adds a little more spice to a game with an opponent that might otherwise not be so spicy. So Adam Teicher, who covers the Chiefs for the Kansas City Star, is going to join us and talk about those storylines with us, among other things. Jordan Cameron, tight end, who made such a big catch in that 94-yard game-winning touchdown drive last week against the Raiders last Sunday. Jamar Howerton sits down with Jordan and gets his thoughts coming off of practice today and talk about the week ahead and the week ahead, the remainder of this week, the week of preparation, I guess, ahead, because it started in earnest today for Sunday's game. Your comments, your questions, you submit them to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. Browns Daily Twitter page, Browns underscore daily is the handle on that. We encourage you to check that out. And email daily at clevelandbrowns.com. One thing I want to mention, I know a lot of you had a chance to tune into the Travel Channel last night. Road tested Cleveland Browns, NFL road tested about the Cleveland Browns. I think that's the right title of the show. I want to get that right. Airing on the Travel Channel, debuting last night. And it was, I thought, pretty interesting, to say the least. I liked seeing some things that even as close as you can be as being part of this organization and inside this building here in Berea, still things that you don't see every day where these cameras that have been embedded here with the NFL Films crew that's been in this building since October and the stories that have been told in various ways, and there's much more storytelling to go with four more parts of the series. And I'm already looking forward to the next thing because these guys have done an amazing job. They're the same crew that members of this crew have worked hard, the Hard Knock series for HBO, but this is different and it feels different and it felt cool and nice to kind of get an introduction to the new Browns under Jimmy Haslam, under Joe Banner, and get a feel for, yeah, a lot of familiar faces who've been here, but just, you know, hearing and seeing Phil Dawson talk about the shoes and out to dinner with Colt McCoy. Cool stories, fun stuff all the way around. I think, and it's been cool, and I think and a lot of social media feedback on it that I've seen. I think people felt Cleveland was done proud by the way NFL Films has handled that, at least to start the series off, and more to come, more behind the scenes of this football team. It's unprecedented. You don't get a behind the scenes look in season. You just don't, but we do now. And the Browns are the stars of that show. Let's go to Aubrey from Twitter. Says, I'm slowly starting to come around, and I'm slowly starting to like the Browns. Slowly starting to like the Browns. Well, good. I hope that's speeding up for you as we see this team win more games. I think that obviously that's what's doing it. It's a different feeling now, starting to get there. Don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but with four games left, taking a better feeling into that, obviously, than what we've experienced previously, I think. It's still 4-8 is still 4-8. And that doesn't look so good when you just focus at that. But I think it's all a matter of how you look at when these wins have come, which have been fairly recent. Ryan from Twitter, this echoes a similar kind of thought. Ryan says, I'm kind of upset there's only two more home games for the Browns. Went way too fast this year. I agree that this season has hauled by at a real clip here. It's been a fast season. They're all though kind of fast, Ryan. They're all, to me, that you blink. And I've told a lot of the newer, the younger people who come into the building, interns and others who've not been a part of the NFL, I said, you will be amazed. You usually tell them this at before training camp, and if they're here and they're going to be here through the season, I say you will be amazed at how fast the season goes by. You will blink, and the season will be over. And good, bad, or indifferent, and we've had everything with this. Not any indifferent, but we've had the bad and we've had the good, and I think we're seeing more good now. And to your point, that you want to see it. You want to see what we're seeing, this trend continue longer. All right, we are just getting this thing rolling. So Steve Tasker is going to join us in, about 2 minutes or so to talk some Browns, the CBS Sports analyst, former NFL standout, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on KNR.
Your oil change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What, no car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Chest congestion is awful, and it's even worse when it comes with a cough or stuffed up nose. That's why Mucinex has maximum strength tablets for more than just chest congestion. Mucinex DM also relieves coughs, and Mucinex D also relieves nasal congestion. Maximum strength Mucinex tablets go to work fast and provide long-lasting relief. Only Mucinex fights your symptoms for up to 12 hours with one dose. Mucinex in, Mucinex out. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. Use as directed.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest priced diamonds. 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
With you on this Football Wednesday, Vic Carucci on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, for this full hour of Browns talk. And get the Browns fan four-pack now. Get four tickets to see the Browns face the Redskins on December 16th, plus four hot dogs, Pepsi's, game programs, and a parking pass. That's over $50 in savings. Call 1-800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And joining us now from CBS Sports, he will be on the call for Sunday's game against the Chiefs. Was also on the call for last week's game at Oakland. Steve Tasker. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Vic. It's good to be back.
Well, you know this team so well, again, because you've been around it, and I want your impressions of the performance last week. I know people say, oh, that was the Raiders, and you're supposed to beat a team that comes into your game with a four-game losing streak on and on. But we know the realities of the NFL. It's not that easy.
No, anytime you win on the road is a really, it's a big win. And I think that the way Cleveland won says a lot about where they're headed and the identity and the kind of team they're wanting to build. No question their defense stepped up really big time, I thought. I thought their defensive backfield and their front were really good in this game. It was interesting to see how much work Sheldon Brown got because, you know, we noticed late in the game, Joe Hayden didn't get the ball thrown at him at all. I mean, he really was outstanding. And the one time it did, he almost picked the darn thing off. So, and the guys up front have been playing, you know, with Ataba Rubin being back in and Phil Taylor being back healthy. It's made all the difference, and everybody's playing better.
Yeah, I think it does. The conversation with this team does have to start with that defense, Steve, right? I mean, there is dominant too strong a word? Because I'm seeing those guys in the middle really disrupting things. And as you say, if you've got a cornerback who's taken away half the field, that is a severe detriment to anybody's offensive game plan.
Well, yeah, all of a sudden they're a handful, you know. I mean, and certainly on certain plays they're dominant, and you got guys making plays on both ends, which I think is, they're getting pressure, they're stopping the run, but in the back end they're making some really good plays as well. So, you know, Buster Screen had some good moments and some bad moments in the game last week, but, you know, that's good for him. I mean, not that he had bad moments, but that they can go at him and you feel confident putting him out there. He's somewhere inside there. There's a really good player, and I think he's improving all the time. So I think even with the guys you can depend on, like Joe Hayden and like those big guys up front, the rest of those guys are starting to step it up because of the fact, you know, that they're all playing with more confidence.
And speaking of that, from an offensive standpoint, confidence, you have to look at the passing game. Brandon Whedon, how much of a confidence boost must it be for a quarterback, for a rookie quarterback especially, to lead a team on a decisive 94-yard drive on the road?
That was big. I was impressed with that. And you know, you never really, in fact, it got to, it's to the point now with Cleveland where, you know, when they got on the field for that drive, it was more of a question of, okay, how long are they going to be able to keep this? You know, are they going to be able to at least flip field position? Are they going to get out of this? You know, because it really looked like they were in a jam and kind of hanging on by their fingernails. That's the way it's been for the Browns in the past. But in this game, I mean, with Trent Richardson playing the way he's playing, with Whedon and Josh Gordon and those guys starting to catch the ball and play some consistency on offense, you get a first down and another one. And it was pretty impressive. And I think it's there's a lot of reason for optimism. And, yeah, you can say it was the Raiders and all of that, but nevertheless, putting together a 90-yard drive at that point in the game really says a lot of good things about the Browns' offense.
I mean, so much of what we talk about when we're looking at a football team and young football teams, and it does take me back, frankly, I'm not comparing the Browns to the early Buffalo teams that you were on in the mid-'80s, Steve, but what I do remember about covering that is seeing how young, when young guys got together and started to develop an identity, the formative times. And that's where my memory goes back to, just in terms of covering this game. So looking at this Browns team, and I see, we talked about Brandon Whedon, but Josh Gordon, how with almost every game, he seems to know more about what he's doing and display something. And I think making that catch that he did for that touchdown, for that 44-yard touchdown, was exemplary of that. And thinking about a guy who's come back so strong from the decisive drop he had in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what young players do. They start to play with more confidence. They start to convince themselves that they do belong out there and that they can get some things done. And once you get that, then you get into those situations that the Browns have been in so many times. And instead of wondering, you know, who's the best option, what's going to go, you got, you know, all these guys out there who want the ball. You got Trent Richardson, who wants the ball in his hand. Josh Gordon, Little. All these guys who are hoping that Whedon gets them the ball, and they're asking for the opportunity. And that's when things really turn the corner, when you got a lot of young guys who have so much confidence, or enough confidence, that when it comes to crunch time, they want the ball. And I think that's when a team really turns the corner offensively, when everybody's wondering if we can do this together. They're not saying that in the huddle. They're saying, hey, give me the chance. I want it, and I can do it. That's an enormous difference, and that's where the Browns are headed, I think.
Steve Tasker from CBS Sports. He will be on the call for Sunday's game against the Chiefs, between the Browns and the Chiefs, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Steve, the other part of this equation is Pat Shurmur and how this team is responding to him, responding to the situation. Everybody knows, you know, new ownership in place, new CEO in place in Joe Banner, and thinking about what Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner might be thinking about, or what they might do after the season, and that's not a, it's just out there. It's the, I won't even call it the elephant in the room. It's everybody gets it and understands it. But the way these players are responding and playing, it almost seems to make a statement that they want everyone to see, and maybe especially the new people in charge, that they're still playing for their head coach.
Oh, absolutely. And there's no question on it. And I know new ownership's going to know if they're going to change their head coach, this team's going to take a step backward. I mean, you're not going to take a step forward. You install a new coaching staff, new offense, new defense, new coaching techniques, new schedule, new off-season regime, and let's face it, and you got to think too, Pat Shurmur only had one off-season to get his guys ready. The first year he had was the lockout year, and this last year was his first full off-season, and he had a brand new quarterback to get ready and who was learning a new offense, and so he had, you know, a lot of things stacked against him, and to get to this point and have this team start playing like it is, I think says a lot about where his philosophy is and how good it is and how viable it is. I think it's a team that it's hard for me, and I know I don't have any skin in that game in Cleveland, but it seems to me like Pat Shurmur needs some more time because he's headed in the right direction. You don't know, he may be the exact right guy for the job, and I don't think the new ownership will be in any kind of enormous hurry to make that change. I mean, there's a lot of things that you have to do as an ownership group of an NFL team. The head coach is certainly one of them. But there's a lot of things that they can focus on aside from the head coaching job to make this franchise a little better in the long run. They don't have to start right away with the head coach. If they want to give him another year to find out for sure if he's making a difference, I think they can do that without too much trouble.
And the other thing, Steve, about this is winning the games you're supposed to win. Now, the Browns went into this game last week. They're 3-8 just like the Raiders were. But they came in, obviously, with more traction, and now they've got 4 wins in their last 7 or 3 in their last 5, however you want to look at it, and they're facing a Chiefs team that's 2-10 and just won its second game last week and under very emotional circumstances. We know that against Carolina, but this goes down as a game, a home game, that you're supposed to win and have to win, and don't you think that kind of factors into things too, that if you're as good as I think the Browns are starting to look, This is more validation that you have to win a game like this.
Well, certainly, yeah. It's going to be how they finish this season, no question. They've got to keep showing improvement. They've got to show that it's for real. They can't take really a huge step backwards and expect to not have it cost them. I think this is a game that they got to expect to win, and they should win. And in fact, if the way they're playing lately, they should expect to win decisively, particularly at home. And you're right. I think every game from here down the stretch is going to have a lot to say about the future of the coaching staff and a lot of the players that are on the roster. If they continue to show progress like they have in the last month and play as good as they have, I think ownership's going to be very hesitant to make any changes of that nature. So, I, you know, every game, I think, from here on out, let alone this home game against a team that's struggling, that you should win, got to win, I think the rest of them are the same way.
And, Steve, you and I were together in Oakland last week, right around the time that the news broke that Javon Belcher, the linebacker for the Chiefs, was involved, of course, in a murder-suicide, that shocking event happening right the day before they were to play the Panthers. And, you know, we talked about how Romeo Crennel would handle it as a head coach, the emotion of everything the next day, or just in questions had started to come out about whether they play the game. We know the whole story now, but they did and they won. My question to you is, what do you think we expect from the Chiefs a week later?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what you can get from the Chiefs. It was a tragedy, and it was horrific, and they've had a week to deal with it. There's going to be a lot of distractions during the week. It's going to be a question of whether they can prepare like a normal week, or perhaps better than they have in the past, in the midst of what's going on in Kansas City, still in the aftermath of that tragedy. So I think it's going to be very difficult for them to carry in the emotion that they had last week at home against Carolina on the road against Cleveland. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle it. And, you know, if the Chiefs come out of this and play extremely well, I don't think there's any question. You really got to tip your hat to Romeo Crennel and Scott Paoli for having this kind of ability to get their team through that tragedy.
Well, Steve, thank you so much. Again, we look forward to seeing you on Sunday here at Cleveland Browns Stadium, and travel safe, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Vic. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
See you the weekend.
Yes, he is Steve Tasker from CBS Sports joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
John can't wait. His new F-150 will be here in 30 minutes.
His new what?
F-150. Liberty Ford is delivering it to the house.
Delivering? Are you two just made of money?
No, we were busy later, so they're bringing it to us, paperwork and all. And with the deal we got, I'd say Liberty just made it really convenient.
Ugh, it's just too easy.
No, that's just Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get a free souvenir Browns cup at Cleveland Browns Stadium while supplies last with the purchase of a souvenir beverage. Then bring your Browns souvenir cup to any participating Quaker Steak and Lube location in Northeast Ohio and get a fountain beverage for only $1.49 with a $10 food purchase.
Great times, great food, to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Hey Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
It's that time again.
Time to rev up your holiday with great gifts from Genuine Hot Rod Hardware and Summit Racing Equipment. Find the ultimate gift for the auto enthusiast in your life or yourself and make it a hot rod holiday with great items like these. Holiday and home decor, exclusive collectibles, toys, workshop gear, assorted apparel, watches and jewelry, clocks, retro garage signs, floor mats, fender covers, tools, kids' pedal cars, and much more. Can't decide on a gift? Get an all-access gift card good for anything at Genuine Hot Rod Hardware, Summit Racing, and Power Sports Place. So make your list and check it twice. Then save on all your gearhead gift-giving needs from Genuine Hot Rod Hardware. Genuine Hot Rod Hardware. Inside Summit Racing Equipment, I-76 East, exit 29 in Talmadge. Open 9 to 9 every day through December 23rd, 9 to 4 on Christmas Eve.
Golf fans, be sure to pick up your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card. Play several of Ohio's top golf courses, all for $99. Play Little Mountain, Cumberland Trail, Sweetbriar, Shell Creek, The Quarry, and Raintree. To purchase your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card, go to ESPNClevelandGolf.com. That's ESPNClevelandGolf.com. To receive your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card before Christmas, order by December 17th. Cart fees not included. Some restrictions apply.
This week, my Target shopping list is full of...
awesome! Beats headphones!
And I'm also saving on...
a 60-inch sharp TV! Oh, honey!
And...
oh my gosh! A Wii U!
Because this year, I'm saving big at Target.
Yeah!
And that's huge!
Dream big, save bigger at Target. Buy a 16-inch sharp TV for only $12.99 and get a $100 Target gift card until December 8th. Use your Target debit or credit red card to save an additional 5% on all electronics and get free shipping at Target.com. See program rules in store for 5% red card discount restrictions.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nothing wrong with some Gap Band. Take us back. Yeah, Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer and music coordinator on this show. Extraordinary. Hey, this is the win-win I like to tell you about, guys. Help a child today, you save on a haircut tomorrow. How's that? Well, purchase a Believe in Miracles bracelet at participating Great Clip Salons, and you will receive a coupon for $2 off your next haircut. All proceeds, they're going to benefit the Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital. Great cause. Great Clips, it's going to be great. We do this on the show, one of our favorite segments, taking you inside the locker room. Our own Jameer Howerton does so, sitting down with a key Browns player today. It's tight end Jordan Cameron. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Jordan, you're now just leaving the tight end's meeting room after watching 9-on-7. What did you take away from today's practice?
Today, you know, we're getting after it a little bit. It's the first day back, so we're kind of getting the base stuff going, the first, second down, and we got a lot of technique we're working on. Like today, the coaches really harped on getting the details right. You know, at the end of the year, you kind of can get sloppy. So he said, really hone down and get those things squared away, so we don't, you know, end up making bigger mistakes out of not doing the little things right.
When you look at this Kansas City Chiefs defense, what jumps out to you?
They got a lot of big guys that can move. They're pretty athletic up front. They got a great linebacker, and they got some guys that are some stout guys up in the three techniques and nose tackle. So it's going to be a tough week again. You know, I think they got one of the better defenses that we play, so it'll be a good challenge for us.
Defensive back Eric Berry, when you look at him on film, what do you take away from his progress?
He could do it all. He's one of those guys that covers tight ends in the nickel package, and he'll be in there in one-on-one matchups, and he does a great job with that. He can run up and make tackles. He can play in the box. He can play in the back. So he's a great player, and he's definitely a guy we got to watch out for.
And for yourself, what are you really focusing in on this week?
Just getting better from last week, you know, looking at the game tape and working on the little things, the details, the assignments, and the technique, and just overall trying to get better at my position. Like every week, it's a process, and that's just what the goal is, to get better from the previous week.
And speaking of last week, let's talk about your role, because you get in during that 94-yard touchdown drive, and you come up big on a shallow cross that you take with 23 yards.
Yeah, you know, that was one of those matches we try to get in with the linebacker, and we got a mismatch with him, and made an out route, went to the sideline, Brandon threw it in a spot where I can make a move on the guy, and made a miss and try to get some yak, and it was a pivotal point of the game, so I was excited to contribute in that aspect. So we got the win, and I'm happy I can, you know, help out with that.
And how was that win, especially when you look at Sheldon Brown? He comes up huge with an interception and just changes the momentum of the game.
Yeah, he's done awesome for us. You know, for some reason they keep testing him, and he keeps making big plays, so he's a steady guy. He's a great leader for our team, and it's awesome to see him make plays, and it was huge at that point of the game. You know, I think he won us the game basically with that play.
And how's quarterback Brandon Weeden coming along? I mean, because he seemed like he was just like cool hand Luke in that huddle.
Yeah, he usually is. He's got a good demeanor about him. I don't think he ever is really flustered back there. He'll make a mistake, and the next play he'll bounce back and really make up for it. So he was great during that last drive. He was tough in there. You know, he got hit a couple times, but he was hanging in there tough, and it was fun to see him progress during that game. And his confidence, you can tell, was, you know, getting more and more as the game went on.
And most of all, he finds his tight ends.
Yeah, Ben, you know, he's a great target to have. Ben can run real fast. He's strong. He's physical, and he's a perfect weapon for a new quarterback.
And just overall, how's the mood in and around the locker room, and as well as in the building?
I think guys are a lot more confident now, and I think you can tell our team knows that this squad is going to go somewhere. You know, I think Cleveland's tired of hearing that word, oh, next year or whatever. But I think this team is a solid foundation. A lot of young guys that are being taught by these older guys how to win, and I think it's something that's going to be you'll see it in the near future. I think a lot of guys will buy into the whole program and how the coaches are doing it. So I think it's been great, and the progress we've made in the past 5 weeks has been huge, and I think you'll be able to see that in the next 4 weeks.
Well, Jordan, thanks for checking in with us.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Back to you, Vic.
All right. Thank you, Jameer. Thank you, Jordan Cameron. Appreciate it, guys. And we are going to talk more about this opponent coming up, the Kansas City Chiefs. Browns face them on Sunday. Adam Teicher, he covers that team for the Kansas City Stars, done so for a long time, knows them inside out. That'll be up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history, plus they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
It happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Quaker Steak and Lube is the official chicken wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get a free souvenir Browns cup at Cleveland Browns Stadium while supplies last with the purchase of a souvenir beverage. Then bring your Browns souvenir cup to any participating Quaker Steak and Lube location in Northeast Ohio and get a fountain beverage for only $1.49 with a $10 food purchase.
Great times, great food, too Quaker Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Attention business owners, this is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last 3 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the #1 business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports. But it was Tony Robbins that challenged me to go even further for you.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months.
And here's what Tony convinced me to do.
We're going
to
give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-760-0500. Just call with your email address and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now. 800-760-0500.
Is there a serious golfer on your shopping list? This holiday, give them the gift of better golf from Golf Tech. For just $199, they'll get a complete swing evaluation, a 30-minute lesson with a certified Golf Tech coach, plus a video-based practice session, all in our fully equipped indoor training bays. Make your golfer happy this holiday. Give them some game from the leader in golf improvement. Call Golf Tech Cleveland at 440-348-1757, 440-348-1757, or golftec.com/holiday.
Hi, this is Doug Deacon. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The big guy, former Browns offensive lineman, and of course, analyst on the Browns Radio Network, paired up with Jimmy Donovan, and a regular on this show. Browns fans, if you are attending the Browns-Redskins game, that's on December 16th, please consider bringing a new unused toy or monetary donation for the Touchdown for Tots collection. Members of the United States Marine Corps Reserve and Majestic Steel USA will be outside of the gates for the collection. Joining us now is our good buddy from the Kansas City Star. He covers the Chiefs, Adam Teicher. Adam, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vic, how are you doing today?
All right. I guess the better question is how you're doing. I know it has been an extremely tough, tough week for you, for everyone really around that Chiefs team in light of the tragedy involving Javon Belcher and the murder-suicide last weekend. If you can just kind of start with that and you know, the impact of that and how this team just managed to get through it. Had they not won the game, everybody would have understood that last week against Carolina. I guess the fact they win it just kind of adds to this thought of how incredibly resilient, I guess, this team had to be.
Yeah. I mean, it's, they came to work on Saturday morning, you know, for their meetings and their little walkthrough practice. And, you know, a lot of them saw what they ran into was a police blockade, and they saw police tape around a crime scene that is normally around a crime scene. A lot of them had no idea what was going on at the time. They were directed up to the stadium up the hill from their practice facility, and at a team meeting after everybody arrived, Romeo Crennel went up there and told them that one of their teammates had killed his girlfriend and then ended his own life. And you know, that's a lot for, you know, guys to process. I mean, it's, as you can imagine, there's a million emotions that I certainly, trying to put myself in their shoes, would go through if one of my teammates had done something like this. So, it's there's that. And, they had to play a game the next day, and there's a whole story in and of itself, you know, the decision to play the game. But they played, and played one of their better games of the season. You know, certainly gave a great effort, and had a bunch of injuries, particularly on defense, but they persevered and they won their second game of the season. So, you know, it's quite remarkable. Now they're, you know, but it's not over. The story's still going. I mean, you know, they shifted their practice and meeting schedule today to accommodate the funeral of Javon Belcher. So it's, you know, as much as these guys might like to get back to football and concentrate solely on Sunday's game against the Browns, it's just not going to happen for a while.
And that's the thing. I felt a sense just from a long distance away last week of shock, just trying to comprehend it, and there really was no comprehending it. You put it in that incomprehensible category, and I'm sure that was the same for a lot of people throughout the country, if not the world, who were aware of the story as it unfolded. But you go through shock, and now you're trying to put it to the folks who were directly involved as teammates, as coaches, and then go out and play a game, and okay, they did that, and they won their game, but I'm wondering now, often with these things tend to hit you later and days go by, right? What has been, you're around this team every day, what has been your sense of how this team has kind of reacted as days have unfolded here?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it wasn't, the Chiefs broke an 8-game losing streak when they won the other day, but it just wasn't the same. You know, guys freely acknowledged that it just didn't feel right, you know, and Brady Quinn, the quarterback, after the game, you know, he said, you know, it's hard to feel like you could win in a situation like this. And a lot of guys identified with that. You know, it just wasn't the same, even though they played with great effort and great emotion and won a game. It just wasn't the same. And now they're, you know, really having, now it's really the gravity of what's happened is really sinking in. You know, they've returned to their normal routine, and, you know, they have to walk through the parking lot every day where Javon Belcher ended his own life, and they, you know, particularly the defensive players and the linebackers, they go into a meeting and he's not there anymore, and it's just weird for everybody. And, you know, on top of that, there's this, the issue of, you know, the acts that Javon Belcher committed. I mean, you know, even if you may have known Javon Belcher in a completely different way as a good friend and a good teammate, and now he's gone out and done this. How do you reconcile those two events? You know, that you know he's been a good friend and a good teammate to you, and now he's gone out and committed some unspeakable acts. So, I think there's a lot of that going on here, and it's going to take a while for things to get back to normal if they ever do.
For people who know Romeo Crennel, they know him as the the guy who just brings that sage sense, that wisdom, right? That great feel for people, not just football players, but I guess particularly, obviously, because that's been his life's work as a football coach. And I've heard this time and again, Adam, that if anyone was in the best position to handle this the right way as a leader, Romeo was that guy. But that's one thing to do that had he been, say, in his office and away from this or somewhere else, but witnessing it, having it happen right in front of him, in front of Scott Pioli, in front of one of the assistant coaches, and then having to have that burned into his memory, and still go out and keep things as calm as they can do. What does that say about him? And just give me your observations on how Romeo's kind of handled everything that day and going forward.
Well, I mean, it says a lot about him. You know, when the Chiefs fired Todd Haley last year, you know, one of the reasons they did that was he was so volatile, just so up and down and all over the map emotionally and his moods and his things he did. And one of the reasons the Chiefs brought Romeo Crennel in was not for situations like this one, but just, you know, the fact that he was an emotional rock in tough times. And that's one of the things the Chiefs really liked about him. And not that the situation, obviously, I'm not trying to compare the two situations, but, you know, when Romeo Crennel was made the interim coach last year after Haley was fired, you know, the Chiefs had 13-0 Green Bay coming in, and Packers were scoring tons of points on everybody. And, you know, in a time of turmoil for the Chiefs, Romeo Crennel guided them to their best game of the season. You know, they beat the Packers, and you know, so I, you know, again, don't compare the situations because I'm certainly not. But you know, that's the kind of thing he does. I mean, he handles crisis extremely well, and is a, you know, a calm in a boiling sea. I mean, that's just what he does. That's just how he is. And you know, we got another example of it over the weekend.
Adam Teicher, who covers the Chiefs for the Kansas City Star, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Adam, we'll talk some football. This Chiefs team, obviously, it's a homecoming for several people. We mentioned Romeo Crennel, Brian Daboll, the offensive coordinator, also coached here, and Brady Quinn at quarterback, and Peyton Hillis at running back, all coming back to Cleveland. Does that, do you think, bring any extra juice for this Chiefs team that, again, already has played pretty emotionally in one game? Do you think that could be any kind of factor?
You know, under normal circumstances, it probably would be, just because, you know, the Chiefs are 2-10 and they're looking for stuff to play for, you know, and I think under normal circumstances it might, but right now it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal. You know, Brady Quinn's kind of been the emotional leader of the players through all this, and I just don't think he can handle any more on his plate right now as far as that goes. I mean, I think normally he might be a little more excited about going back to Cleveland for the first time since he was traded by the Browns, but I just think right now the Browns are another team to him just because of all these things going on, and maybe it's a little more for Peyton Hillis because of you know, the way he left the Browns and the fact that it was a little more recent, and maybe it's the same way for Brian Daboll, but for, you know, guys like Romeo Crennel and Brady Quinn, I don't really suspect it is that big of a deal, or certainly not as big of a deal as it would have been under normal circumstances for the Chiefs.
This Chiefs offense, mostly defined by its running game, of course, Jamaal Charles and Hillis leading the way with that. But Charles already has a 1,000-yard rushing to go along with the fact that he's third on the team with 30 receptions. So he's productive. But I look at Quinn coming off what I guess would have been his best career game, right? 19 of 23, passing, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Do you think there's a little bit of thought that this Chiefs offense could get some traction here, like you said, regardless of the opponent?
Well, I mean, you know, that was encouraging the other day, but, you know, it's possible it's just one day. You know, you just don't know how this thing's going to go because their offense has been so sluggish, particularly with the passing game all year long. You know, they had turned the ball over through the first half of the season. They had an incredible amount of turnovers. I want to say it was 31 or 32 turnovers through the first eight games. Now, they've really slowed down the flow of turnovers, just three in the last four games. But, you know, until the Carolina game, they still hadn't been scoring points. So, we'll find out a lot more. I mean, it's hard to say right now what's going to happen, but their success seems so fragile on offense right now because we really saw that for the first time last week. But, you know, the one thing they have been able to do most of the year is run the ball, and, you know, they'll do that. And even though they've been behind most of the time and are 2-10, you know, they're among the league leaders in rushing attempts. That's just what they do. They'll run the ball. So, you know, if the Browns can't stop them, the Chiefs will run it all day long. So, it's probably key to a lot of teams' offense. But for the Chiefs, everything is built on their running game. And it takes pressure off their passing game. They can opens up the play-action game. And, keeps their defense on the sidelines. So, that's obviously the key for the Chiefs on Sunday.
And that defense, I mean, has a couple of pretty effective outside linebackers in Tamahali, Justin Houston, right? And they'll certainly give as much as they can handle to Joe Thomas and Mitchell Schwartz, the Browns' offensive tackles.
Yeah, you know, the Chiefs have a fairly significant pass rush. I mean, it's been muted a little bit because, you know, they're always behind and have to honor the run at all times pretty much this season. But they've done a pretty nice job. I mean, Justin Houston's probably their premier pass rusher at this point, although Tom Holley's still doing a nice job. And, you know, they may be underrated. They've been getting a nice job lately, particularly from their two guys in the middle of their pass rush, Tyson Jackson and Dontari Poe. So, you know, that's one area where the Chiefs, do some damage on Sunday.
Well, good stuff, Adam. We appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Absolutely, Vic. We'll see you then.
He is Adam Teicher. He covers the Chiefs for the Kansas City Star, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What? No car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
RTA's new Sea Line Trolley is your best bet for exploring downtown Cleveland. Because every 10 minutes on weeknights and weekends until 11 p.m., you can ride free with a smile to the Horseshoe Casino, the theaters of Playhouse Square, and the clubs and restaurants of East 4th Street and the Warehouse District. It's like doubling down on a nonstop cross-town entertainment jackpot. The new Sea Line Trolley from RTA. Get ready to ride.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and their immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize value over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
Gillingham Ford celebrating 55 years in the car business, and they want to continue creating the best car buying experience in Northeast Ohio. They'll make your next new car purchase fair, open, and honest. They guarantee it. Ford provides the best U.S.-made products on the road, like the all-new 2013 Ford Escape and the 2013 Ford Fusion. Gillingham provides the very best deals. Get your next car based on your needs, not what some dealer has the most of. Let Gillingham Ford put you in that new Ford today. Check them out. Bob Gillingham. Ford.com. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma. That's between Ridge and Tiedemann off I-480. Whether you're West Sider, East Sider, Gillingham Ford always going to be on your side. Stop, call, or find them on the web. You'll see why Gillingham Ford is truly home of the real deal. And congratulations, Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in business and in the community. Gillingham Ford.
Happy Football Wednesday. Vic Carucci with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's go to more of your questions, your comments. And before we actually get to those questions and comments, we are going to take a look around the community. And joining us now is the Browns Vice President of Community Outreach, Renee Harvey. Lots to talk about, Renee. Let's start with the Browns' involvement with the Play 60 Challenge.
Play 60 Challenge is a curriculum that took place. It was an educational program that took place this past fall, a six-week program that 13 local schools participated in, and it was really about them logging their minutes of activity, how they're building those minutes of activity into their days at school. And we awarded Forest Park in Euclid as the top school with their average minutes of, they actually totaled 1.7 million minutes of activity at that school. So they did an amazing job. And so they certainly deserved congratulations. And so we actually sent quite a few guys out there. They were pleasantly surprised by Jabal Sheard and Christian Young, Jordan Cameron, and four other guys. And they had a blast with those with the kids. So certainly want to congratulate that school as well as the others. In total, the 13 schools logged over 5 million minutes of activity. So
they have to be the best conditioned kids in Northeast Ohio. Without a doubt. Let's talk about the recap of the Deck the House affair.
That event took place last night. It's an annual fundraiser for Providence House, and Providence House is our partner. They're our Courage House. We were the 20th NFL team to identify a Courage House, so we're proud to partner with them. They do an excellent job. They're our local crisis nursery, and they help kids and families, but kids in need who from the ages of 0 to 6 years of age. And that was the event where we announced our Ed Block Courage Award winner. And
right.
So Reggie Hodges was voted on by his teammates, both for coming back from an injury, to have the courage to come back, but also for the work that he does in the community. So he actually went out, visited Providence House, fell in love. He took his entire family out there to see firsthand what those kids go through. And so it was nice to see the correlation between the award and that. And then in addition to that, at the event, Joe and Annie Thomas were the honorary co-chairs. So they were supported, as well as Reggie and his wife, by several other players, Brandon Whedon and Colt McCoy and Benjamin Watson and several others. So it was nice to see the support for them.
And as we wrap things up with the high school football season, of course, quite a bit happening with the Browns and the games of the week.
So we obviously high school just had the state championship games this past weekend. Certainly want to congratulate Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary's, as well as Kirtland for participating in those championships. We will be honoring both of those teams at the December 9th game this Sunday against Kansas City. Obviously, St. Vincent, St. Mary's won the championship, so extra congratulations to them. Also during the game, we'll be honoring our Coach of the Year, and their high school program will receive a total of $8,000, so certainly great on that front. And then obviously just finishing the high school season, but time to start the next one as well. Right. So we are very proud to announce we'll be offering the high school showcase, which is similar to a combine. And so that is offered. It's open now. It'll take place on Sunday, February 10th here at our practice facility. And it's a great opportunity for high school football players to work out in front of D2 and D3 college coaches. Cost is $35, and more information can be found on clevelandbrowns.com.
Thank you so much, Renee.
Thank you.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Ken from Facebook says, young coach, young players, still need a couple of players and a few very good backups to be a class football team. Ken goes on to say, are we there yet? We are very near the beginning of a great team. Just give it a chance for development. And just give it the chance for development. Okay, well, yeah, I'm going to go along with your sentiment, Ken. Give it a chance for development. And I think that's the, you know, kind of the burning question of what remains here in these last 4 weeks. This whole situation, I think, is as intriguing as any as you could find in the NFL for a, quote, non-contender, for a team that that's not in that discussion of winning a division, of a long playoff run, whatever, a playoff run. And I think that's what's very interesting here is how this team manages these next four games, A, and B, what the ramifications will be once January arrives. And, you know, will those young pieces that you talk about, Ken, be in place? How many of them will be in place? Inevitably, there's change. Even if nothing were to change at the top or at the, you know, on the coaching staff or on the personnel side, even if that were to be static, you'd still have turnover, roster turnover. It happens. And even some young people could be involved in the turnover. I would say there are, at least by what we can assess up to this point, there are more young guys that should be part of this thing going forward that would have that opportunity. And then the question becomes how they fit going forward with the components that will be in place to make this team a better team. And what I mean by that is you've got new people in charge with a new vision of making this team the best team it can be. And that will, I'm sure, influence philosophical perspective, whether it is the perspective of the current head coach, Pat Shurmur, whether it is the perspective of someone else. It will be influenced by sort of a big picture vision that new people in charge are going to have and should have. It's their team. And it's not to have it to bust things up and make it, you know, just to make it theirs. I don't see that at all. I see a pretty level-headed approach in everything I've kind of witnessed on a pretty regular basis here since the arrival of Jimmy Haslam as owner, since the arrival of Joe Banner as CEO. And in Joe Banner's case, he's been at it too long to see it another way. He's been part of consistent success too long in Philadelphia. He knows what that means when you've got something good and what good looks like. He knows it when he sees it. Jimmy Haslam, for his part, as part of the Steelers organization, witnessing that from a pretty close range as when he was a minority owner of that team. Christopher from Facebook says, if Oakland took care of the field, oof, that was a bad place. Field, horrible. Christopher says, Phil Dawson wouldn't have missed that field goal. Oh, he had the block, the partial block that caused it to veer sideways, wide left. Looked like a mucky mess down there. It was, Christopher, a mucky mess is well put. I'm still as I read this and speak to you, I'm looking down at my shoes, and I'm having a heck of a time trying to get all the stuff up. I'm looking at my briefcase over here. That's still got remnants of Oakland field mud on it. I've tried. I really wipe. It doesn't go away. It's that kind of grime that, you know, works its way into the nap of the leather of your shoe and of a leather briefcase here. Ryan from Twitter says, bring Mike Vick to the Browns. He can be what Tim Tebow was supposed to be for the Jets, but way more talent. Think about it, please. I thought about it, Ryan. I'm not seeing it. I know. First of all, what is Tim Tebow? What has he been for the Jets? Like you said, supposed to be for the Jets. And I guess your point is he'll be the guy that Tebow wasn't. I don't know. I don't know if that guy is a helpful guy. I think it's still about doing the most you can as a passer. You work the, as long as this offense is in place, it's more of a pocket presence that's going to define the success. And that bigger, taller, strong guy, I think is the ideal for what you're looking for in a quarterback here. Steve Tasker, we want to thank him for being on the show. Want to thank Jordan Cameron and Jameer Howerton. Want to thank Adam Teicher. Want to thank Drew Boatner. Want to thank Joe Meadows. Want to thank Renee Harvey. And want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will catch you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.